A former lumber mill owner from Washington State says he's again considering building a new plant in Wrangell or Petersburg. John Glenn has ties to Petersburg, and he's proposed building a mill in the community in the past. His latest plan includes a facility that would manufacture construction-grade lumber and employ 40 to 50 people using a combination of old-growth and second-growth timber. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
John Glenn told the committee he was looking at building a full manufacturing facility, either in Petersburg or Wrangell.
And a full manufacturing facility is a facility that will take the timber from the log form through kiln drying process, planing process, grade stamping, and then will be shipped to points around the world.
Glenn said the dry kilns would be fired by wood waste burners that meet clean air standards. He said the mill would take a year to build and would then employ 40 to 50 full-time workers.
The biggest challenge that we have in front of us is land to put it on, because we need to have water access so that we bring a chip barge in to be able to load the chips, and then also either bring a barge in to take our containers to Prince Rupert, or if we use a local barging company, we could transport into town.
Glenn went to high school in Petersburg, where his father ran Mitkoff Lumber in the 1970s. He eventually started his own business, Glenn Custom Milling, in Shelton, Washington, which he sold in 2004. He's proposed building a facility in Southeast before. Most recently, in 2004, he considered buying the site of the former mill in Wrangell, but it didn't pan out. At the time, Glenn said he was also looking at Petersburg as a potential location. Glenn told the committee he was again looking at the old mill site in Wrangell, but he was also again willing to consider Petersburg and wanted to see what the town could offer.
I don't like to have all my eggs in one basket, and I'd like for the city of Petersburg and the people of Petersburg to take a look at what options that we have here.
Glenn said the facility would consume 8 to 10 million board feet of timber per season. That's roughly a third of the annual timber volume that's been cut on the Tongass National Forest in the past few years. But Glenn said that between state and federal offerings, he thought there would be enough wood available to meet his needs. He pointed out that the industry currently exports raw logs from Southeast.
If they can export round logs, then they surely can provide the timber that we need for this facility. Okay, why do we want to export?
Glenn said he'd like 20 to 30% of his wood supply to come from second growth timber, newer trees that could be cut or thinned from areas which were logged many decades before. A couple of people in the audience questioned whether there would really be enough wood to support a mill like the one Glenn described, while also supplying smaller mills and maintaining protections for fish and wildlife. Petersburg's Eric Lee said the timber inventory was just not there, considering the decades it takes for second growth timber to reach marketable size.
It's always been the hope here in Petersburg, and Wrangell too, that there would be small operators, and a small operators industry that would be sustainable. And I think that we would lose that if another substantial mill came in.
A small mill operator from Petersburg, Jared Cook, said he was not sure how Glenn's proposed facility would affect his business, but he wished him luck.
Looking at the bigger picture, from my aspect, having grown up here and lived here, is someone who's going to employ that many people in this community is more important than what it's going to do to my small one-two-man sawmill.
Cook expected that more second growth from the area would eventually be logged, and he said the bottom line was whether it would go to a mill in Petersburg or somewhere else. Finance committee members and other local officials expressed support for Glenn's proposal and offered help in researching sites in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.